So the zeichnis was avi Maria can be so pechus zeichnis was can I share about your show file? Okay, where's Dr. Einstein? Yes.
So I'll call him Star.
Okay, so Masechta Yuma is the eighth parak, has all the inyanim of Tshuva and Kippur.
So, I told him the knowledge my
outside
of that. Okay.
Yes. And, okay. So the Mara speaks about tshuva and the godless of tshuva and the special milas of tshuva, and the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan, Gedola tshuva shadocha es lo sasa Shabbatari. The tshuva is docha lo sasa. So what does that mean? That tshuva is docha lo sasa. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. So what is this is all about? This So take a look on page 6. Rashi's Kiseitze. So that's the parsha of Gerushin. But page 6 of Parshas Kiseitze is the Parsha of Gerushin. So the Torah says, Ki yikach ish isho ba'olo. Right? He gets married, and then when something, there's a problem, he gets divorced. And then it says, V'yotza b'beisav holchav hoysel ishacher. So then she remarries someone else. And then she gets divorced the second time. So the halacha is, Pasuk Gimel, page 7. Pasuk Dalet, Lo yuchol ba'al ha'rishon asher shulcha lashuv l'kachta v'yos lo l'isha achari asher toma yisroei v'ahiv v'nei Hashem. That if you got divorced and remarried, so you cannot go back to your original husband. Right? So if you got divorced and then she gets remarried, so you can't go back to your original husband. That's a law of the Torah. So the Gemara makes a very interesting comparison on here on the first page here on Pei Vav Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola Tshuva. Yeah, there's one here. Yeah. Gedola tshuva shadochas lo sasa shabbatari. So when a person does tshuva, so by right, there's a violation of the lo sasa. What's the comparison? Because when a person does an avera, it's ki'ilu he's married to somebody else. The Gemara compares it. He's going with someone else. That's the Avera. And now he wants to do tshuva and go back. to his original husband, back to Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Gemara says, obviously not literally, but on a certain level, it's a violation of that halacha of lo yuchal bai laharishon. But if you got to take her back, so Ribbono Shel Olam is still going to take us back after we do tshuva. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan gadol tshuva shadochas lo sasa shabatayra. But that's like docha lo sasa shabatayra of lo yoshuv baila harishon. So here the Ribbono Shel Olam kiviyochol is the baila harishon, and then person went out and did a hello. The person gets out and does Averis. And
Averis or Avodah Zara? No. They had a different God.
It doesn't say Dafka Avodah Zara. Doesn't say Dafka Vodazara. So the Gemara, that's how the Gemara is making this comparison. So what's the heter? So it's like essay docha lo sasa. The mitzvah essay of tshuva is doicha the lo sasa of lo yuchal baila harishon lo shuv l'kach. We say it has to come be'idna. So the person did the avera. Now he's doing tshuva, and Hashem is taking him back. So it's the same time. When Hashem takes us back, so to speak, he's ki'ilu, he's remarrying us, and that's the yes. Okay, so that's the so there's this Sefer Shemus Ba'aretz that Maram Ibn Khabib. So he asked the Kasha, the Gemara's trying to say tshuva something special. So he says, Makshim Ha'olam, my ulmi the tshuva, alokachi amida desi esi v'doche lo sase. In other words, that's a regular rule, esi docha lo sase. So why do you think tshuva is so special? Gedola tshuva. Anytime you say esei dochelo sase, so what's gedola tshuva? Esei dochelo sase. That's the kasha of the Yom Truah. So he has a whole long discussion, but in the end, here on page 4, he quotes the Tosis in Erevin. On page 5, what's the Tosis in Erevin? Says the Tosis in Erevin. There's a sugya here of if you have different karbanos. Now some karbanos you have one zrika on the mizbeach, and some karbanos you have four zrikas on the mizbeach. So what if the blood gets mixed in? A korban that requires one zrika and a korban that requires four zrikas, and now they got mixed together. So now what do you do? If you're going to only do one zrika, so it might be Baltigra on the one that's supposed to do four. And if you do four, it might be Baltoisif on the one that you're supposed to do one, because it's mixed in. So what do you do? So that's the machloikis here in the Gemara. Yeah, I didn't bracket the Gemara, but take a look on the bottom.
You're just doing it all.
But bottom line is, you're doing it. if you're doing it. That's called Tosef. Even if you do it with suffix. Even if you do so something with...
And the Cheney, why isn't that? Why isn't that possible?
So that's an excellent question. Well, you could say all dinim drabanan should be bal tosef. Okay, so we have to know. But one very simple gather of bal tosef is that bal tosef usually Rabbi Schertz is the rav in Harrisburg. Remember, I heard a shir years ago from him, and that seems what the Turiyevin seems to say. Is a numerical thing. In other words, if you take five minim instead of four minim, that's baltosis. If you take three minim instead of, that's baltigra. There's a certain amount of tzitzis you're supposed to have, four strings, so you take five strings. Take extra. But there's a number required, and you do more than the number or less than the number, that's the simple shot, as these people have pointed out, in Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra. So here there's a number, four or one. So if you're going to do four zrikas when you're only supposed to do one, that's Bal Tosef. If you can do one when you're supposed to do four, that's Bal Tigra. So now you're in a bind because the two bloods got mixed in of the two different karbanas. The karbanas that require four and the karbanas that require one. So what should you do? So that's the Gemara here. Take a look. Yeah, the first one was Lokatzina. Amar Rav Huna, Reja of Shu Ketanai. Anitoni b'matona achas, shen is arvu b'matona, minitoni b'matona achas, was two different karbonis, but they both have the same amount, so that's possible. So you do one. Dalad mamatan dalad, you know them dal. But dalad mamatan arba mamatan achas, but something that requires four, and you got mixed in with something that requires one. Alezo ome inadu mamatan dalad, imshu ome inadu mamatan achas. So, Rabbi Leza says, you do four. Rabbi Yeshua says, you do one. So, I'm Rabbi Leza. He says four. Harehu Amrlo Rebbeleza. Harehu over al Bal Tigra. According to you, that you only do one, you're going to violate Bal Tigra. Amrlo Rebbe Yeshua. But according to you, harehu over Bal Tosef. So Amrlo Lo Amrlo Kishu Batzmo. Amrlo Yeshua Lo Nemar Bal Tigra Kishu Batzmo. Whatever. Yeah. So that's the back and forth here. What's better to do? Bal Tigra or Bal Tosef? So on one hand, you could say maybe it's better to do Shev Al Tasa. Maybe Bal Tigra is a more weaker Averim because you do it Shev Al Tasa and Bal Tosef is Bekum Asay. So back and forth here. So Tosef asked the Kasha, if
you
told me...
Bal Tigra, you can remedy, right?
What?
Bal Tigra, you can remedy by just doing, you know, adding to the shear. Baltosif, once you're past it, you can never go back.
Yeah, but Baltigra, you can't remedy forever because it's this man. Yeah. So. So, Tosif is Akasha, where the arrow is, the second arrow. And he told me, Velasi, Essay, Velitche, Lav, the Baltosif. So, in other words, why did you say the Mitzis Essay? Of being Zorik one, so you're going to be violating the mitzvah of doing four, even though you're going to do four, and then it's also going to be on the blood that only requires one, but that should be Dosha, the losas of let's say essay of Baltosif, because when you're doing four, you're going to do the mitzvah. Of four and the one that requires four. But at the same time, you're violating both Tosif and the one that requires one. So, Ese Dochalos Ese. So, why don't you say that? Because So he says that no, because the whole fact that it got mixed in together was a pshia. Well, you know, the fact that the two things got mixed together, that shouldn't happen. You were meticulous that they got all together. So since it was, so the word is, you don't say esse dochalosa say when the scenario of esse dochalosa say came about because of the pshia. So therefore, even though you, that would have been a very good mahalach to say that you should do four because esse dochalosa say, but. But it's not going to work because it came about all day pshia. Like if you have kilayim mitzitzis, so that the halacha is that if you wear a linen garment, so you have to wear a tchelis, you know, and the tchelis is made out of what? Out of wool. So it's a seidoch halosa set, but there's no pshia here. Well, with this mila b'tzaras. And you cut off the ore, so there's a veira of cutting off tzaras. Not allowed to cut off tzaras. And say, no halosa say. But here you caused, really there shouldn't have been a scenario of say, no halosa say over here, because the four should have been with the four, the one should have been the one, they shouldn't have been mixed up. And then you were negligent and it got mixed up. So you created a scenario of say, no halosa say. But it shouldn't have been, so then you don't say I say Docha Losas. So says the Yom Teruah, page 4, so the same thing over here. Really, you shouldn't say I say Docha Losas about Tshuva, because what are you saying Tshuva here? You shouldn't have done the Avera, right? So you, the situation that you caused now, that you're going to do an essay, and that's going to be the Docha Losas and Lo Yuchal Ayla Rishon L'Shuv L'Kachta, is Shia that you did the Avera. So the fact that now we're going to have to do Tshuva and we're going to say Esei Docholosa says shouldn't really apply. But the Chiddush is, Godel HaTshuva, that we're going to apply the din of Esei Docholosa in when it really doesn't,
shouldn't.
But it shouldn't really care. So that's what he says. Even Shemati Bibi Orene Chasni Gisi Rav Amuva Gamogin Ru the Perish the Time of the Yochanan having Mishum the Kosva Toises Perkamotze Tefillin. If Tomer they say Echay the Didcha Lav the Bal Toises if Yishlomer Lomikal the Kalay Mitzis the Tachal De Pshia Huba Hey Yochel is Kai Below the Chias Alav Achanami Ben Haroy Haya Essay the Tshuva Lo Yidcha. Really, I say the Tshuva shouldn't be Docha Lav the Yevsh. She says into the Asir. So that's the Chiddush is the Tshuva is so special that we're going to extend the din of Esek Dochalosa to where it really is not normally extended.
So,
because again, anytime you do Tshuva, the Gemara says it's Ki'ilu, you're going with another. It's like the woman who's divorced who got married to someone else and now wants to come back to her husband, he's not allowed to. It's a lot. So Hashem is taking, we did Avera. Now Hashem is taking us back. So that's Godel Tshuva should essay dochalosa said, but nonetheless, it says that it's Godel. It's even more than regular things, because the regular rule of essay dochalosa said shouldn't apply, because essay dochalosa said doesn't apply when it's Shia. And here it's Shia. Okay? That is the. So the Chasim Sofer in a drasha has another mahalach to answer this kasha. Again, the kasha is why is tshuva any greater than anything else? When we say "asay dochalos," so the Yom Tshuva says because this is shia, the scenario of asay shia. So the Chasam Sofer has a different mahalach. First of all, the Chasam Sofer has a kasha on the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Hey, Yishla, it's comparing tshuva to tshuva shadochas lo sase. And he calls a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Hey, Yishlach ishesh ishto v'halcha v'ito v'haysol yishacher yeshuv lo. Did he return? Or halo chanoch bechanef ha'artzi va'at zanis re'im rabim shuv elai nu mashet. So the Gemara calls what Klal Yisrael did when they sin is nus, at zanis. So right, so if your woman is divorced and she was mazana with another man, so she can go back to her original husband. And after she was divorced, she was mazana. Mm-hmm. So that's why she got married to him. So the Chasam Sofer says, so why is the pasuk, if you're saying that it's compared to a woman that was nizgasha and then she got married to someone else, so she's not, and then the second guy divorces her, she can't come back, but that shouldn't be called znus. That was marriage. The answer is only a marriage. If a woman is divorced and she's then, while she's divorced, she's mazana, now she wants to go back to her first husband, that's not an avera. That's not a love. And the pasuk is comparing it to znus, not to marriage. When we do averas, it's compared to znus, not to marrying somebody else. So then what's the whole comparison there? What?
If you assume era is never knus, who's in the past?
Say again?
If the husband has to divorce the wife, wouldn't it be obvious if they get married?
If the husband has to
divorce the woman that
while she's married to him.
Yeah, but here she's divorced. Well, here she's divorced from him.
Yeah.
And then you're right. So if she's divorced from him, she's mazana, you can go back. So, and then the pasuk calls it znus, not marriage. So that's the chasam sofer's kasha. Take a look. Page 11. Tshuva. Kula. Yes, he quotes the Yom Truah's. In other words, this sefer Yom Truah has three names to it. Yom Truah Tosefet. It's on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkah. So the one on Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Truah. The Tosefet is Yom Kippur, and it's on Yuma. But some people just call it Yom Truah or Shemos Ba'aretz or whatever. So but technically the sefer on Yom Kippur is Tosefet Yom Kippur. Hikshem sefer Tosefet Yom Kippur. My Uma the Truah. Mechol Atar Kula Esei Docha. That's the catch of the Chasam Sofer. Okay, so the Chasam Sofer is going to say a meridical thing, but you understand the kasha, understand the Gemara, what the Gemara said, what the Tosefet Yom Kippurim's kasha, his teretz. Now the Chasam Sofer's kasha in the Gemara, and now we can have a teretz from the Chasam Sofer. But the Chasam Sofer, in the course of his teretz, is going to say a mamash, a gevaldika statement. Just remember, just chizuk. Especially for Bali Tshuva, what he's going to say. Let me show it to you now. Page 11, on the left side, the third line. He says, when you do Tshuva Me'ava, when the Gemara says, Zdonos Nasas Kuzchuyos, look what he writes. Kol Kizayis Nevela She'ochol, Ava Leki'ilu Ochol Korban Pesach B'Yerushalayim. That was any piece that he wasn't from. And he was eating McDonald's. He's eating all the sandwiches, and then he does tshuva me'ava. Every kezayis that he ate all those years at McDonald's, now he's getting credit ki'ilu he ate the korban pesach in Yerushalayim.
That doesn't seem fair to everyone else.
So that's a separate discussion of who's greater, tzaddikim gemurim versus bali tshuva. That's a whole different sugya of how do we mesh Bali Tshuva and Tzaddik and Gemur. But we can. Okay. because nasak is chuyus. Kosher food is not nasak. So it's kosher food. Okay, kosher food. He didn't do an aver. You know, it's not a mitzvah. But here that's not a mitzvah. It's just okay. You have to eat a bracha because you're not allowed to eat without a bracha.
Eating kosher is a mitzvah, isn't it?
Well, the question is a mitzvah. I say you didn't violate the law. But he's saying, when I read this line, it's a powerful line. He showed this to Baal Tshuva. His whole life he was eating treif. Now he did tshuva. Me'ava, every kazayis of treif that you ate your whole life is ke'ilu you ate a kazayis and a kazayis and a kazayis korban Pesach Yerushalayim. Word, no? It's a very powerful line. No? Kol kazayis nevelish ochal havalei ke'ilu ochal korban Pesach Yerushalayim. Meridik. Okay, but that's, I skipped a little bit just to get to that line because I was very excited about that line. Hmm. Okay, so let's go back.
The only problem is that he says
okay, what do you want me to say? Ki'ilu means he gets, because he did to the Maisa. But ki'ilu means it's as if.
It's recognized.
Meaning you're going to get the schar.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it. Because you get the schar, like you ate the, you know. So he says like this. Nearly is 19, and he'll dare Moshe. Say a woman's a grusha, and then she has kedusha with another man, but al tanai. That if my first husband wants me back,
that work?
He says, I'm going to get married al tanai, that if my first husband wants me back, then this condition shouldn't be good. And therefore, if he eventually wants me back, so we live together, so out of wedlock. Okay? So that it's a tanai. Right?
It wouldn't be
marriage,
but it would still be
stuck. No, there's no surety. The date of returning is only if you marry the second. And then you get divorced again, then you can't go back. So he says like this. A woman who has an affair after she got divorced from her husband. Okay. Not when she was married to her first husband. She got divorced and then she went and was Muzan or whatever. And then he decides he wants her back. That's not love. Love is only if you got divorced and then you marry somebody else. And then you got divorced a second time and then you want to go back to your first husband. That's the love in the Torah you can't do.
So why don't we require this
Okay. So he says like this. So he says, if a woman's a grusha, he's giving a mashal, and then she marries somebody else. But what if she marries him al tanai? If you sasa the bala rishon azay lo yekedusha meikara, you call bilosa biznus. Name midinat Torah he muteres lebala rishon because it's al tanai. So if he wants to go back, he decides to go back, she can go back. Because what was the? Because it's only kedushin if he doesn't want her. If he wants her, then the kedushin is batal l'mafreya. So even though they were together, okay, so it'll be znus. And then we did not tell her he muteres l'bayla rishon v'chol be'ilos hasheni heima be'ilos znus. Hachaname halom hashav me'ava. So he says like this, if a person does tshuva me'ava, now I'll read it again. Nasim lo zdonas zchuyas, right? The Gemara says, if it's me'ira, tshuva me'ira, all your averis that you did be'mezid are like shogeg. If you do me'ava, then all the averis become zchuyas. And then he uses this phrase, He says, Pshat in the Gemara is like this, because it does it calls its nus. So if a person does an Aveira, it's like having Kiddush on a Tanai, because if you do Tshuva Me'ava, then Mafreya, it's gone, whatever you did, the Aveira. So, Nimtza, Sha'Aveira Shemachuda Kenivah Labal Acher, Avalei Atanai, Shem Yoshuv, Ein Kan Aveira, and Assum Labal Acher Klal. Rak Bilas Nus, Ava. Shem Yitzorach Adchias Esse Es Lo Sasa Klal. Because he says, when you do, because what's the Aveira? The Aveira is like the marriage. But Lamafreya, you could undo the Aveira, and therefore it's like you're undoing the marriage. It's like the Tanai case. So then it should be okay. So then you don't need Esei Do Chalos Asei. Because when you do Tshuva Me'ava, that marriage that you had, so to speak, with the Aveira, the Mafreya, it's gone. So it's only like a Bilas Nus in the end. But if you only do Tshuva Me'ira, so then you didn't obliterate it. Shrak has donas nasek is skogos, lo nekro gizu lafeya. Zet shrikh lomesh esay dochalosa say. The only time you need the chiddush of what? Godol tshuva she esay dochalosa say is only by tshuva meira. But by tshuva meava, you don't need that. Because when you do tshuva meava, the aveira went away. So it's ki'ilu, the marriage went away, ki'ilu, like you did it all tonight. And the marriage with the second one never existed. So you were just living with them. But it was not a marriage. There's no love. So you don't need Esei Do Chalos Asei for what? For Tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Me'ira, the marriage didn't go away. Because it's the Averis is still Averis. So the marriage is still there. And Hashem still takes us back, even what? Tshuva Me'ira. So that's Godel Esei. But then the question is, the Yom Tshuva's question, so why is this greater? Why is this greater? Right? In other words, we say, Godel, it's greater. So we understand, the Esei Do Chalos Asei, you say only by, you don't even need to come on to Esei Do Chalos Asei by Tshuva Me'ava, only by Tshuva Me'ira. What? Yeah, but this is not a problem. For to be returned to your original husband. So that got all true. So what's the chiddush here? So I understand. Esei Do Chalos Asei. So the first part he's saying is the Esei Do Chalos Asei is only necessary for Tshuva Me'ira. Tshuva Me'ira, you don't even have to come on to Esei Do Chalos Asei. So what's the godel? Oh, Hashem Yushav now. Yushav Kushis Toises Yom Kippurim. See, Esei Do Chalos Asei is usually if there's no way out. Like if there's Mila but Tzaras, so I need to do the Mila. But there's Tzaras, I'm not allowed to cut off the Tzaras. I have no way out, Esei Do Chalos Asei. But if you could do it Be'ofen Heter, then you don't say Esei Do Chalos Asei. So that's the Chiddush here. Because every Tshuva Me'ira, you could have done a better Tshuva. Right? So therefore, Tshuva Me'ira needs Esei Do Chalos Asei, as we said before. But who says you have a right to say Esei Do Chalos Asei? Because you could have done Tshuva what? Me'ava. And the Chiddush is, still we accept the Tshuva Me'ira, which you have to say Esei Do Chalos Asei, even though it wasn't an absolute necessity, because you could have done Tshuva, you could have done Tshuva Me'ava. And that's the Chiddush. And even though, like Rav Shechter said, it's duchuya. Esei dochas. So you have to do it only if there's no way out. Here there's a way out. And still, tshuva meir is good. That's godel tshuva she esei dochas. Murder. doesn't serve as Moradik. The Hashta, Yushu Kusha talks to Miki Pur. If Alma Esik, I got the Ena Dochas also said, should be other losses more often shall you start with Nidchos. The Yoko Losha Miyama. I feel Hoka Kamish Borhu Makabel Chuva. The Hainu the Kamale, and Yishlach is a Shista. The Abzon is Roim Rain Rabbit. But Salome, in Tetsa Loya Elis Nusba Alma. Because you have the ability to make it Nusba Alma, not a lav. I feel Hoki, Shuva Eli Numa Shem, Hainu Mira. Thomas Ashkar Drohu over. Alosas and the Kabbalah Biura, and the Mamish Kamo also a time, Shepikuach Nefesh Dochem Mitzvahs, Eshah Izeh, Yevdul Yoser, etc. In other words, he said before that Kuach Nefesh is Dochem Isurim, so we should be able to, because if we're going to die, then we're not going to be able to do Mitzvahs. So to facilitate, Hachanami, Odezeh, Yevdul Ovdo, Me'ava, Achas Lachas. In other words, if Hashem's not going to be Kabbal, a tshuva miyira will never get the tshuva miyava. Just like, so therefore he's going to have a tshuva miyira even though it's a lav. It's essay dochalos essay, and it's an improper essay dochalos essay. Because you could have done it with a way that you didn't need it. Moiridik. And then he says on, there's no end to the godless of the chasam tzayt. There's no end to the godless of the chasam tzayt. This is only the beginning. There's no end to the godless. Okay. So this is the word. So this reminded me of the famous piece in Rav Elchanan.
Do you think he's the single greatest opera of the time ever?
Okay, I don't want to, you know, but he's up there. He's up there. But okay, that's a longer conversation. What?
That's the same prior, same as
Mike. Yeah, okay. Okay. So there's a famous kasha that Rabbi Elchanan asked the Chasam Sofer. That when I was doing this Chasam Sofer, it was reminiscent of that. So what's the word? So we know here the Gemara says in Kiddush on Mem Amud Beis on page 13. That if a person regrets doing his mitzvahs, say in the middle of his life he is off the derech. And today someone asked me to do Hataras Nedarim for them. So I said, you know, when you do Hataras Nedarim, you're not supposed to be, you need to do a Harata. He actually did something on Hag Tova, which she hopefully will continue, but she's just afraid that maybe she won't always continue. It was a woman, actually. And so she just don't want to do Hataras Nedarim. So if she makes a mistake, she won't get an Issen Neder. So the way it's brought down in the poskim, David Kol Nidre explains this, that you're not supposed to be miscarried on the mitzvah. Because if you mischarid your mitzvah, you lose the mitzvah. You mischarid that you didn't say b'li neder. That's the charata. But not that you mischarid in the mitzvah, because you're not supposed to. And that's what the Gemara says. Amesh lakish b'toa ala rishon is the end of the bracket. That if you have charata on the mitzvahs that you did, then you lose the mitzvahs. So what was the kasha? So in Kovet Mamorim of Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, page 14, the Shar Bagam of page 15. Rabbi Elchanan says the following. The Mesilas Yesharim says that tshuva is a chesed of a Kodesh Baruch. Because you're undoing the past. So Mehechi Teisi, that you should be able to undo the past. Because of Mesilas Yesharim, the Fishura said, then Mamish, that Roy Shalom Yatiku Lechet Klau. So you did it already. So, but he said, Midas Harachman. It's Midas Harachman of the Kadosh Baruch Hu to let us do tshuva. Because we are undoing the past. So Rabbi Elchanan asked the Chofetz Chaim, what do you mean it's Midas Harachman? If it only worked for our favor, then I understand it's Midas Rachman. But it works against us also. Because if you have, just like you have a Harata Naveira, you lose the Aveira. But if you have a Charat on the mitzvah, you lose the mitzvah. So it works both ways. So it's not Midas HaRachamim. If it would be Midas HaRachamim, it would only work in our favor. That it will take away Aveiras, but not mitzvahs. But the word says it takes away mitzvahs. So what's the Midas HaRachamim? That's the kasha that he... The Sha'alti, third arrow. Sha'alti dover zeh mikvod kudushas moron bal chofetz chayim. Shlita zatzal. So what did he answer? So Chofetz Chaim's answer was that tshuva me'ava nasus avodos nasus zuchuyos. That's lefnim mishura sadin. Because avodos nasus zuchuyos. That's a special chesed. The tshuva me'ira ain't a bechal to all the rishonos. So one thing is the tshuva me'ava is the fact that we get zchuyos. That's a rachamim, but he's saying more. But tshuva me'ira is not really real charata, because he's not mischaret on what he did. He's just afraid that he's going to get punished. He doesn't want to avoid pain. So it's not a real. It's not really toa al rishonos. He really regretted what you did. He didn't really right. So the fact that there's tshuva me'ira works as well, so that's not really the level of the charata that you need by a mitzvah. A mitzvah you need to really have a regret that you. So that's what he says. So I was thinking of this. He says because tshuva me'ira really shouldn't work because it's not really charata. Yeah, it works. That's Rachman Hashem. So that's the Chasam Sofer says the same thing. The Tshuva Meira really shouldn't work because Tshuva Meira needs Esei Docha Lo Tzaseh. But you don't say Esei Docha Lo Tzaseh, but it's Efshar V'derech Acher, that you didn't need to say Esei Docha Ayin Me'ava. So this reminded me of this word from the Chofetz Chaim to Rebbe Elchanan. Oh. And then there's another word from the Chasam Sofer again on Tshuva Me'ava and Tshuva Me'ira. Which is against the famous Kedushas Levi. So he says like this. There's a famous Medrash. In Medrash Tanchuma on page 25 and 26. The Medrash Tanchuma says, "Tachtam lachem bayom arishon." Rishon, the end of the Medrash, Rishon l'cheshbon avonos, which normally means that we got to give it on Yom Kippur. So when do we start our new tally of averus? So he says, the first day of Sukkot. So the famous kasha is, what about the 4 days in between?
It's not a free fall.
Pasha is not a free fall.
Okay.
Now, people have written svarim. I don't know if I'm going to write a full save on this, but about the Arba Yomim being Yom Kippur, the circus. Really? Yeah. Can I write a save on that?
You have enough meat?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I need to write a save on the Arba Yomim. I can include it in one of the other svarim.
Have you written
Henry Bar on Quickest yet? Not yet.
So you've written that already, then the Rosh Hashanah
Quickest taken it.
Right,
exactly.
But you haven't written on
Quickest
yet.
Right. Oh, so the Kedushas Levi has his famous piece. He says, what does it mean, Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos? He says what it means is because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Tshuva Me'ira, and Sukkot is Tshuva Me'ava because it's Matzah Paseinu. So Mamela, Hashem, when it comes to Sukkot, Hashem has to recount the Averus because now he's going to make them all to Zchuyos. So he has to figure out how many Zchuyos we merit based on the Cheshbon. Yavesh. That's the famous fourth from the Kedushas Levi on page 28. But the Chassid Sofer said a different word. Chassid Sofer says that just the opposite. Just the opposite. He writes that Rishon Cheshbon Avonos, page 23. He says Rishon Cheshbon Avonos is Dafka B'tshuva B'yira, not like the Dafka B'tshuva B'yira, because when Tshuva B'yira, so you still didn't lose your Averis yet, but they get, you know,
lower.
Right. So Niranani is 90 in the bottom right corner of Aldev Shanim first the Cheshman of Onus, Hanishu Bechashev, Havonus, Mishonisha Overish and Ischapru, Naskishkogos on the Juvim Yira. Yata, Mimchashev Ata Kamu Nishar, you call Oven. Whereas you started with 100% Aveira. Now it's going to be 80%, 20. Each Aveira is going to be chiseled off a little bit. So that's what it means. You call Oven, call Echel Lufichesh. Chuvaso, but Chuva Meav Shanasu Zchuyos in Cheshbon. The Chalapin Shavin Shanasu Meaver Mitzvah. In other words, if you do Chuva Meav, then it's equal for everybody. And it's going to be all the treif meat that you ate is Ki'ilu, the Korban Pesach B'Yerushalayim. But when it comes to Chuva Meira, so they're different. Then they're gradations. And that's what Cheshbon Avonos means. It's that's how he explains it. And then he goes, he ties it into Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. That's Tshuva Me'ava, because a Tshuva Me'ava, it's all one. Everyone's together. Kulchem. Because it's equally, it's going to be a mitzvah equally. But then when it says, you know, it's then that's talking about Tshuva Meira, so then everyone's on a different level within the Tshuva Meira. But once you get to the Tshuva Me'ava, then it's all, everyone's together. Okay. Interesting. But it's against the way the Lucius Levi explains that Tshuva Me'ava, that Rishon Cheshbon Avonos is dafka on Tshuva Me'ava. He say forget. Rishon Cheshbon Avonos is dafka Tshuva Meira, because by Tshuva Meira, okay, how much year what? No, how much? It's 100% of Eira. How much are we going to chisel off? But I think every Baal Tshuva should be shown that line in the Chassam Sofer. I think it's because sometimes people can't move on because they're thinking about, you know, the past.
Yeah.
And well, I think it's the most powerful line I've seen in that every, imagine a kid grew up, every Sunday he went to McDonald's, right? And he became from Tshuva Me'ava. Every desire that he ate at McDonald's, he gets a mitzvah. He ate the proper Pesach. I think it's the most powerful line in Tshuva that the Chassam Sofer says. Okay, but this is a fascinating discussion of Dola Tshuva Essay Docholosa and how the Tosef Yom Kippurim explained the Kasha and how the Chassam Sofer explained it. Okay, so Rabosa, I wish you all a Gemara Sima Toiva and a simple.
We're still typing there. It's getting fast.
We're not reading to all Cheshbon.
Cheshbon, right. Cheshbon.
So it's
going to
be.
So, okay. No, but Baruch Hashem, we had this year, in Tshuva Me'ava, Tshuva Me'ira, and the Chassid Sofer, and the Yom Kippur, is Moridim. Yeah. But Bez Hashem, we should be all be zoicha to the Tshuva Shleima. We should all be zoicha to the
Tshuva Me'ava.
Yira Me'ava. And zoicha to Zalzman for Simchaseinu.
Oh, man.
Oh.
big scar for everyone for running Shear.
That's right.
Miss Aaron Judge's 61st home run.
Oh,
by
oh,
by
oh,
by
oh,
by
oh,
by
oh,